This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. How safe is your food? Let's take the meat industry. Kosher and halal meat packers are thought to have higher standards when it comes to slaughtering animals. But a recent raid at an Iowa kosher slaughterhouse has raised some questions about that. And so now some Muslims in Chicago think they have a solution. Monique Parsons reports.
100 miles due west of Chicago, 20 fat minutes from the interstate and the nearest Walmart, Scott Hasselman is standing on his family farm. With his plaid shirt and trucker cap, he fits right into this rural scene. But the young woman beside him is a long way from home.
Just tell him about you being a mushroom grower, Dad.
You're from where?
Chicago.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Hasselman's guest is Zainab Khan. She wears a long denim tunic and a dove gray headscarf. No one would bat an eye at her traditional Islamic style back home. She lives a block from one of the Chicago area's largest mosques. But it's a rare sight in these parts. She surveys Hasselman's ducks, geese, sheep, and cows, all roaming together in a spring green pasture.
Can I first ask you how long you've been doing this?
2 years.
Oh, really?
2 years.
Did you ever farm before that?
My grandpa and grandfather were mushroom growers.
Khan is here on business. She's the director of Taqwa Eco Halal, a cooperative that distributes sustainably raised, ritually slaughtered halal meat. Taqwa, the Arabic term for God consciousness, brought in about $14,000 from some 90 families last year. That's a tiny fraction of a multi-million dollar market. Sort of like Jewish kosher law, Muslim tradition treats every animal as a sacrifice. A prayer is recited for each. They must be clean, calm, and facing Mecca before they're hand-killed with a single pass of a sharp, clean blade. Like small, sustainable farming, ritual slaughter is time-consuming, costly, and in an age of mechanized, high-volume meat production, it's tempting for producers to cut corners. Taqwa hires slaughterers to do it right. But Khan says Islam isn't just concerned with how the animal dies, but also how animals and their caretakers live. Strolling around Hasselman's farm, Khan wants to see that he tends his own flock and that his animals are grass-fed and free-range.
So it'd be for next year, you'd want probably 20 lambs, right? Uh-huh.
Here in corn country, his roaming menagerie raises some eyebrows. But this Lutheran farmer says he's here to stay. And working with Taqwa would be more than good business. It would build sorely needed bridges.
There's a big, big divide between rural people. Rural people think city people don't know where their food comes from, which is true.
Yeah. So we have these trays, we've got these freezers, and we have these little white trays, and we've got these tags here. So when we get an order, either...
Back on the west side of Chicago, Khan opens a 6-foot-long Kenmore deep freeze to reveal the fruits of last year's farm visits. Neat bundles of frozen lamb steak and rump roast, tightly wrapped in white butcher paper. Each one is marked with a Taqwa stamp. Because supply is small, co-op members pay a premium, a big one.
Like beef, he has it for $7. You can buy Zabiya Halal for $3.49. Sirloin steaks, you can go for like a $4.40 a pound instead of $14.
Mohammed Yusuf Khan is a slaughterman who owns one of the Midwest's largest halal meat distributors. When he looks over Taqwa's price list, he can barely suppress a smile. Khan says most people simply can't afford Taqwa meat. But he agrees Muslims should demand higher halal standards. He's seen so-called halal inspectors arrive to the job late or not at all.
We were really struggling with the standards.
Mohammed Mazar Husseini is the executive director of the Islamic Society of North America's Halal Certification Program. The umbrella group reached an agreement recently after arguing for years over a national standard. He says Taqwa's commitment to local farms is nice, but in a world of multinational corporations, it's not always practical.
Islam and Muslims is not a monolithic group of people. You know, there are all differences of opinion, and we respect that one.
In the coming months and years, Husseini hopes the ISNA seal of approval will be as ubiquitous as the kosher stamps in American supermarkets. At a recent Taqwa dinner, second grade teacher Heba Abbasi gets ready to try some seasoned lamb with rice. She said her father's cancer diagnosis last year led her to organic food and Taqwa's hormone-free meat.
I purchased different parts of the lamb. My husband and I don't cook a lot with meat anyway, but when we do, it's this, and it's great. It feels good.
At its heart, the Taqwa co-op is about the kinship of all creation. Director Zainab Khan says she simply wants Muslims to think about what's on their plate, to know how it lived, how it died, and how it got there. For NPR News, I'm Monique Parsons in Chicago.